Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread.
Beans and cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight.
Beans.
Cornbread said, "Now that's all right.
Beans.
Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. Beans.
I'll be ready. I'll be ready tomorrow night.
Cornbread, you ain't straight.
Beans.
You better wake up or I'll gas you gate.
Beans.
Been in this pot since 2:30.
Beans.
Swelling and puffing and almost due.
I'll be ready. I'll be ready to smell the night.
Beans. That's what beans do, cornbread.
Beans.
Oh, well, let's get mad at me.
Beans.
I ain't mad at you.
Cornbread.
I'll be ready tomorrow night.
Beans.
Grab cornbread by the toe.
Beans.
Beans said, "Cornbread, let me go."
Beans.
Cornbread said, "I'll lay you low.
Beans.
I'm gonna fight you, you so and so.
Meet me on the corner. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
That's what beans said, cornbread. You're so
beans
bad, you always want to fight.
Meet
me on the corner tomorrow night.
Beans.
And I'm gonna beat the devil out of you.
Meet me
on the corner tomorrow night."
Beans.
Beans hit cornbread on the head.
Beans.
Cornbread said, "I'm almost dead."
Beans.
Beans told cornbread, "Get up, man.
Beans.
You know that we go hand in hand.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread, hand in hand.
Beans. That's what beans said to cornbread.
Beans.
We should stick together,
beans.
Hand in hand. We should hang out together like wheels and sour crops. We should stick together like a hot dog and mustard. We should get up
beans
every morning and hang out together like sisters and brothers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every Saturday night, we should hang out like chitlins and potato salad.
Yeah.
Like strawberry and shortcake.
Yeah.
Like corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah.
Like liver and onions.
Yeah.
Like red peas and rice.
Yeah.
Like bagel and lox.
Yeah.
Like sour cream and fish.
Yeah.
Like bread and butter.
Yeah.
Like hotcakes and molasses.
Yeah.
Beans, toast, cornbread.
Yeah.
It makes no difference what you think about me.
Yeah.
But it makes a whole lot of difference what I think about you.
Yeah.
We should hang out together like hotcakes and molasses.
Yeah.
That's what beans say to cornbread. Called beans and cornbread. They go.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is America has no beans and cornbread. America has no beans and cornbread. I was in my kitchen the other day and I was going through my cupboards and I was looking for some beans and I asked my wife, I said, "Honey, where's the beans and where's the corn?" She said, "We don't have any, dear. We can't afford beans." And I said, "Why can't we afford beans and cornbread?" And she says, "Because all the illegal immigrants that came from South America has taken all the food, has taken all the jobs, and I can't afford beans." I said, "Honey, so you're saying we have no beans and cornbread?" "That's right, dear, we have no beans and cornbread." "What about the rest of America, I wonder? America has no beans and cornbread. Well, where did it all go? We gave all of our corn away. We gave our corn to the Chinese and we have no beans." I didn't realize I was in that much trouble. And then I started to go through the Bible. And I wonder really what was going on and why doesn't America have beans and cornbread anymore? And I went to my cupboards and I said, "Why can't I afford beans? And where is the cornbread? Oh my gosh." And then I went to the store with the few cents that I got because all the illegal immigrants have taken my jobs and I don't have any land because They put me in a box. And I need to find some beans. So I went to my neighbor and I said, "You got any beans and cornbread?" And my neighbor said, "I'm sorry, we have no beans and cornbread." And I said, "Oh my gosh, how are you eating?" They said, "We just can't afford beans and cornbread." I remembered the day when everyone used to eat beans and cornbread in America. It was a great time. We used to sit and eat beans and cornbread, but now, oh my gosh, America has no beans and cornbread. And I wondered, what happened to the corn? What happened to the beans? See, I remember studying in high school that Columbus discovered America, there was no corn on board the Nina, Pinta, or Santa Maria. And before 1492, no one living in Europe ate corn cakes, cornbread, or even corn pudding. They didn't know corn even existed in Europe back in that day, and up to this time, corn grew only in America. That's what they say, and a lot of scientists believe corn was originally cultivated by the Indians in the highlands of Mexico 1,000 years ago. And the Indians discovered that the corn was good to eat and very nutritious. And so the Indians groups migrated north. They brought corn with them. And the American Indians were growing corn in many parts of North America long before the first arrival of the European explorers and traders. And so when Christopher Columbus and the explorers that followed him took corn back to Europe and introduced it to the world, Native American Indians taught European colonists to grow many varieties of corn, including yellow, red, blue, pink, and black kernels, often banded, spotted, or striped. And so, apparently, in the 1600s, early English settlers found the Indians of the present-day northeastern United States growing a hard, flint variety of corn that matured early. Where the heck is my beans and cornbread? We don't have any, dear, my wife would say. We can't afford beans. Why can't we afford beans? Well, they won't give you a job to preach. It's okay if you preach for free, but they won't pay you to preach, Pastor. So therefore, we have no beans and cornbread. America doesn't have beans and cornbread. I just can't believe it. I just want beans and cornbread. What about you? What's wrong with this all-American meal of just sitting down and eating some beans and cornbread? I love to dip my cornbread in my beans. Oh my gosh, but they're gone. Starvation is entering into America. Starvation is coming into America because we don't believe in Jesus. We have taken Jesus out, and as we take Jesus out, we're taking the beans and the cornbread out with Him. We have taken Jesus out of the church. We're taking the beans and the cornbread out of the church. There's no beans and cornbread anymore. Well, surely there's a debate in the Bible. In Matthew 12, verse 1, the Bible says, "At that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and His disciples were a-hunger and began to pluck the ear of corn and to eat it." Some say the word here, corn, would just mean grain. Some believe that corn never really existed back in the Bible. I think today it's very controversial. I think that the Indians knew about corn. Why couldn't they know about corn back in those days? I really believe that corn, or some would call maize. Some translations of corn would be called maize. Some refer to corn as a new crop. The Europeans did not know it even existed until the 16th century. Surely, some of the translations of the Bible, the Jews would not have known about corn. Some say they didn't know about corn. But I would have to say today that the kernel or the grain in the Bible that the Native Americans helped the European and settlers, some call this corn, was pronounced maize, as we later called corn. The question is, did corn really exist in the Bible days? Was there actually corn? The Bible says a single seed of certain plants or wheat, rye, barley, and maize, a grain. It is generally applied to edible seeds which, when ripe, are hard. All maize is corn, but not all corn is maize. Therefore, the King James Bible is not talking about the maize or corn at all. It is talking about different kinds of grain, especially wheat, rye, or barley. Now, the question here is I have to figure out, was there corn back in the Old Testament days? Was there actually corn in the Bible? And what makes us think that the Native Americans are the only ones that discovered corn? I personally believe that there's actually corn in the Bible days. Whether you call it maize or corn. But I believe today that America, we have no beans and cornbread because we don't know anything about corn. And so there's an evolution of this maize agriculture. Corn, or some might call maize, is a domesticated plant of the Americas, along with many other plants like beans and squash and melons and tobacco and roots such as the Jerusalem artichoke. So some say that the corn is domesticated and was only started in America. So apparently to some that those people that live in the Bible days never had corn. Some people would tell you that in the Bible they never ate corn. That only America ate corn, and the European colonists in America, they quickly adapted this maize agriculture from the Native Americans. So, some people want to tell you that crops only developed by Native Americans and they quickly spread to other parts of the world as well. If you want to believe that, then so be it. I personally would like to believe that corn was in the Bible. I personally believe that corn was in the Bible, and I believe that God mentions corn in the Bible. I think there's a lot of corn mentioned in the Bible, and I think we need to take that very serious. In Micah 7:1, I'm overwhelmed with sorrow, sunk in the swamp of despair. I'm like someone who goes to the garden to pick cabbage and carrots and corn, and return empty-handed, finds nothing for soup or sandwich or salad. Hebrews 6:7, parched ground that soaks up the rain and then produces an abundance of carrots and corn for its gardeners gets God's well done. You see, corn had to have existed in the Bible days. Corn had to have been in the Bible days. And I wonder, where is my beans and cornbread? Where is the beans and cornbread? I would like to know. So there's an evolution that came about when the Native Americans hit America. And they brought this corn, some say from India or wherever, and they produced a lot of these early maize. And that's where you get the corn maize. But they had the corn husk, and they made out of these corn husks many different things. They made corn husk foot mats. These were like braided, and they were sewn in this coil on the corn husk bed mats. And yes, the Native Americans, originates of the maize, and many Native Americans' traditions, stories, and ceremonies surrounded corn, one of the three sisters, maize, beans, or squash. Even in the New England, there are many variations of how maize was brought or introduced to the Native Americans here. And yes, who introduced corn to the Native Americans. And where did the Native Americans figure out where corn came from? You see, corn had to have been in the Bible. But gosh, I'm so ticked off. Where is my beans and cornbread? So anyway, I went to find out really what the Bible says about corn. And you know, it seems to be beans was a very common product of the Palestinians. It was valuable and very ancient articles of diet. And the Bible references are probably to different origins. But this is a lot of these beans were sown in the autumn and in full flower, filling the air with sweet perfume in the early spring, and is harvest just after the barley and wheat. So the bundles of black bean stalks plucked up by the roots and piled up beside the newly winnowed barley from the characteristics featured on many village threshing floors, beans are threshed and winnowed like a cereal. Beans are eaten entire, with the pods and in the upright state, but to a greater extent, the hard beans are cooked with oil and meat. So the Bible says in Ezekiel 4:9, but as for you, take wheat, barley, beans, lentils, millet, and spelt, and put them in one vessel and make them into bread for yourself. And you shall eat it according to the number of the days when you lie in one on your side, 390 days. Beans are mentioned with other articles as an unusual source of bread. So, bean bread. In the Bible, they used to take beans and they used to make bean bread. And in 2 Samuel 17:28, through beds, basin, pottery, wheat, flour, parched grain, beans, lentils, parched seeds, David received from certain staunch friends of his present, which include beans and lentils and parched pulse. So I wonder today why it was people are telling me there's no corn in the Bible. Can somebody, is there such thing as corn in the Bible? See, corn, wheat, barley, spelt, or the Hebrew for rye in Exodus 9:32 ought to be translated, for it was the common food of the Egyptians called dora, as the monument testifies. Also in Ezekiel 4:9, for Fitch's translate spelt. You got the principal wheat, the prime, the excellent. In Isaiah 28:25, you got the 7 ears of one stalk. In Genesis 41:22, it's common still in Egypt. The sheaves and harvest used to be decorated with the lilies of the field, which illustrates the Song of Solomon in chapter 7:2. And then you got the plenty of grain was part of Jacob's blessing in Genesis 27:28. And from the time of Solomon in the Holy Land exported grain to Tyre. That's in Ezekiel 27:17 and Amos 8:5. It is possible Indian grain or maize was known or used in Palestine as it was in Thebes and Egypt, where grain and leaves of it has been found under mummies. You see, the wheat root will send up many stalks, but never more than 1 ear upon one stalk. But 7 full ears upon one maize grain stalk have often been found, and maize grain is this milky state, roasted and delicious. This, if met in Leviticus 2:14, will give zest to the offering. Yes, the truth of the matter is, corn was in the Bible. Corn was not just a new crop from the Native Americans. So, some people say the word corn comes from the meaning grain, related to a kernel. In the United States, the Native Americans, they helped Europeans settle plant maize, which we later called corn. So where are my beans and cornbread? Where are my beans and cornbread? We have none. America's starving. See, you need to understand that today, when judgment comes upon a nation, the food supply will start to diminish. And even in America today, there's a lot of starvation. There's so many people going hungry today. And I'm telling you, before judgment comes upon a nation, first is the demoralization of a nation. Then the food supply will start to diminish. So as we see that America is being demoralized, now get ready for gas and food prices to go skyrocketed. The gas and food prices are going to skyrocket. You see in Jeremiah 11:22, the Bible says, "Yes, it's God of the angel armies speaking. Indeed, I call them to account. Their young people will die in battle, and their children will die of starvation." You see, the misconception is this, that we believe that America will never face starvation. We believe that America, we see starvation all over in many parts of the world. But can it happen to America? Yes. Why? Because we have taken Jesus Christ out of this nation. We have taken Jesus Christ out of our church. We have taken Jesus Christ out of our public schools. We have taken Jesus Christ out of every facet of this society. So why wouldn't starvation start happening to the American people? So I would like to know where are my beans and cornbread. So I asked my wife, I said, "Where's my beans and cornbread?" And she said, "Honey, we don't have beans and cornbread." And I said, "Why?" They said, "Because America loves Satan. So we don't grow corn here anymore." I said, "We don't?" "No, you see, there is this company called Monsanto's, and they came and destroyed all of our corn." I said, "What?" "We don't have corn, so I can't give you beans and cornbread, honey." Oh my gosh, this is really bad news. We are in some deep trouble. Everybody who's listening to this, go to your cupboards and look and see if you got some beans and cornbread. I guarantee there's a shortage, but you're probably saying, "This will never happen, Dean, Pastor Dean. This will never happen." I'm like, "Are you sure?" Because the Bible says it would. Oh my gosh. Jeremiah 14:16, "The people to whom they have been preaching will end up as corpses, victims of war and starvation, though out in the streets of Jerusalem unburied. No funeral for them," and la la la. Listen, I want my beans and cornbread, but I can't because the prices of food have just went sky high. Why are the prices of food going sky high? Well, very interesting, because I'll tell you, the rules and regulations are on the farmers. Yes, the rules and regulations on the farmers have made all these small farms go under. Why, big agri takes control of everything. And we've also taken Jesus out of this nation. And when you take Jesus out of a nation, you might as well take your beans and cornbread out of your nation. And so, America, you have no beans and cornbread. And some of you want to tell me that there was no corn back in the Bible days. I can't believe that. I believe there was corn and there was all different types of grain, and one of those grain was corn. But what are we going to do? There's no beans and cornbread. There's got to be something I can do. There's no beans and cornbread. I went back, looked at my cupboard again, and I had to accept the reality that what my wife was telling me was the truth. My cupboards were bare. I had no beans to eat. I had no cornbread. I didn't even have any corn. What am I going to do? I went to the store. The shelves were bare. I saw people crying out in the streets. I saw people starving. I heard children crying, women screaming. It was horrible. I didn't know what to even think. And I went back to my house, and the realization came in, America will never be the same. We have taken Jesus out. I've been to so many churches with no cross. America will never be the same, and I'll never have beans and cornbread again. America has no beans and cornbread simply because we have taken Jesus Christ. Jesus gave this nation freedom. We have taken Jesus Christ out of our church, Jesus out of our school, Jesus out of our hospitals, Jesus out of the military. Oh my gosh, I have no beans and cornbread. What about you? Yes, the Bible talks a lot about corn. The Bible talks a lot about beans. And yes, beans was it was common product of Palestine back in that day. And when they grew beans, it put this sweet aroma in the air. They're beans for harvest, and they had barley and wheat, and they had these bundles of black bean stalks, and this was all part of what they ate in the Bible, and they plucked up the roots, and they piled up beside this newly winnowed barley, and you could just smell the fresh beans and the lent and the millet and all this in Ezekiel 4:9 talks about and the kind of food and these grains and was there corn? Was there really corn back in that day, in Solomon's day and David's day? Did they really eat corn? We know that they ate beans, but did they really corn? And was it just grain, or was it corn in the grain? Did the American Indians, were they the only one that came up with the corn? Well, all I know is this, and you can debate this all you want, is America has no beans and cornbread anymore. What about you? Do you got beans and cornbread? Really? I'm telling you, if you don't got Jesus, you don't got beans and cornbread. If you don't have Jesus Christ in your heart, then you don't have beans and cornbread. I love going down by the river and cooking a bowl of beans and having some cornbread. But if you don't know Jesus Christ, then you surely don't have beans and cornbread. America has no beans and cornbread because they just don't know Jesus Christ anymore. They love Satan. But you see, Jesus loved beans and cornbread, and I think America has no beans and cornbread, and I want to know where I can get my beans and cornbread today. And maybe the corn crop was developed by the Native Americans and it quickly spread to other parts of the world. Maybe. But maybe the Native Americans got the corn from the Jewish people. Maybe. But I really want some beans and cornbread. I really do. But I can't because my cupboards are empty. And I would like to go to the store, but I can't because the gas prices are so high. And I don't know where I can get beans and cornbread. Does anybody out there got beans and cornbread? America has no beans and cornbread. And so this sermon today, I wanted to tell you and talk to you a little bit about what the Bible talks about beans and corn. And yes, there's plenty of beans back in the Bible, but the debate is, where did corn really come from? Nobody really knows where corn came from. Corn just sort of produced from the Native Americans, is what we say. I'm sure other cultures will say they produced it. But I'm telling you right now that America has no beans and cornbread, and I sure would love some beans and cornbread. But what would you do if beans and cornbread got into a fight? Maybe beans just beat up cornbread. Maybe beans beat the heck out of cornbread, and so now I'm just eating beans, but I got no cornbread. And I can't eat cornbread without beans. You can't have beans and just eat it by itself. So I just don't think God created beans and left the corn to the Native Americans. I'm pretty sure that God created the beans and the corn together, and those people back in the Old Testament, they ate beans and corn and grain and rye and every same thing else. But I'm telling you, I went to my cupboards and I have no beans and cornbread. Started to cry. Sad. All I want to do is just eat something, you know. I'm hungry. I just want some beans and cornbread. What about you? Are you hungry for Jesus today? Are you hungry for Jesus? Because if you're hungry for Jesus, like I'm hungry for beans and cornbread, one day I can't find beans and cornbread here, but one day you're not even going to be able to find Jesus because they have taken it out of the church. One day you're not even going to be able to find the Ten Commandments or the cross because they literally have taken it out of the whole society. There's no Jesus. There's no cross. There's no nothing. There's not even beans and cornbread, you see. Because I believe beans and cornbread came from Jesus, so if you take out Jesus, you're not going to get beans and cornbread. We really need Jesus back in America, and we really need Him now. We need Jesus back on our wall. We need crosses back in our church. We need the pictures of Jesus back in our church. We need the Ten Commandments back up. And yes, we need beans and cornbread back in our cupboards. What about you? Do you have beans and corn in your cupboard today? Probably you don't. Because I'm telling you, starvation could hit America because we have taken Jesus out. Are you starving for Jesus like I'm starving for beans and cornbread? I'm hungry, guys. Are you hungry for Jesus like I'm hungry for beans and cornbread? I hope you're hungry for Jesus, and that you want to put Jesus back in America. We really need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread.
Beans and cornbread had a fight. Beans not cornbread out of sight.
Beans.
Cornbread said, now that's all right.
Beans.
Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
I'll be ready tomorrow night.
That's what beans said to cornbread.
I'll be ready tomorrow night.
Beans so cornbread, you ain't straight.
Beans.
You better wake up or I'll gas you gate.
Beans.
Been in this pot since 2:30.
Beans.
Swelling and puffing and almost due. Let me go.
Beans.
Cornbread said, I'll lay you low.
Beans.
I'm gonna fight you, you so and so.
Meet me on the corner. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
That's what beans say, cornbread. You're so fast. You always want to fight.
Meet
me on the corner tomorrow night. And I'm gonna beat the devil out of you. On the corner tomorrow night.
Beans
hit cornbread on the head.
Beans.
Cornbread said, I'm almost dead.
Beans
told cornbread, get up, man.
Beans.
You know that we go.